We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Nefilas Apayim, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Gimel. This halacha, we said, is based on chapter 24 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about very deep concepts, drawing from the Arizal, talking about elevation of the worlds. And one of the things that Rabbeinu Zal touches in that Torah, the thing that initiates all the spiritual activity is asiyas hamitzvah besimcha, performing a mitzvah besimcha. And we spoke about it in the previous year, and now we're going to continue from where we left off. Rav Nosson Zal explained with the Likutei Moran, he explained what goes on through our whole Seder of Shachris, and then after Shmon Esrei, when we go on to Nefila Sapayim and Vidui. That was a main focus in the previous year. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to continue why we don't have to do that on Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'al kein b'Shabbos v'yom tov u'shar yomim she'enom remem tachnun ein bohem nefila sapayim. Based on what we spoke about, we'll understand why on Shabbos, on holidays, and other days that we don't say tachnun, there is no nefila sapayim. Ki Shabbos we know that Shabbos is described as a taste of Olam Haba. She'oz tigdal ha-simcha mo'id. And we know that in Olam Haba, in the future, the simcha is going to be very great. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, chapter 55, ki besimcha seitzeyu. You will exit, you will leave the exile with simcha. So we know that when we get out of Golus, there's going to be major simcha. Bechinas, and as the Pasuk says, V'omar b'yoyim ha'hu, hine Elokeinu zeh, zeh Hashem kivinu loy, nogila v'nismecha b'shuasoy. All the psukim that describe what's going to take place in the future talk about incredible simcha, that we're going to rejoice and be happy with the salvation that Hashem is going to do for us. That's Shabbos. V'chein b'yontif v'chol hayomim she'no'im remem tachnun. And so too, on the holidays and other days that we don't say tachnun, kulam heim b'chinas yomim toivim she'meir bohem ha'ora Shabbos. All of them are referred to as good days, days that have exceptional goodness in them, meaning that they have some of that special light of Shabbos in them. Even if it's not Shabbos itself, these Yomim Toivim have some of that special light of Shabbos. V'al kein ein oimrim oz vidui, and that's why we do not say vidui on those days, confession. V'ein oithlam oz al p'neyem, and we don't put our heads down on our faces, because we had learned earlier, the reason why we do the vidui, the reason why we put our heads down on our faces is because in order to achieve the incredible high-level yichud in heaven that we want to achieve during the Nefilas Sapayim, we have to first go down, all the way down, down into the depths of the Sitra Achra and rescue sparks of holiness, sparks of simcha that were found down there, get them out of there, bring them up, and when we come up with them, we can reach incredible heights and we can cause a major, major high-level yichud above in heaven. But Rav Nosson Zal tells us now that on these days, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't have to do that. Ki oz ein shlito lahaklipois, shein b'chinas atzvus. Because on those days, Shabbos, Yom Tov, the klipois, the forces of Tuma, have no power, which means the atzvus has no power. We said yesterday that the term atzvus is synonymous with klipois. The term simcha is synonymous with shechina. V'al kein, and therefore, oz hashimcha b'shleimus. On those days, the simcha is complete. V'ein tzrichin oz leireid le'imke haklipois lahalois hashimcha misham. Therefore, we don't have to go down to the klipois, down to the place of the sitra achra, to gather up the simcha from there. Kios ein lahaklipois shehem ho'atzvus shlita klal. Because on these days, the klipois, the sitrachra, the atzvus is out of business. They're closed down. They've been shut down. So they're not holding on to the simcha. The simcha has been taken out of their hands automatically on those days. So we don't have to go down there and rescue the simcha. It's not there. Va'oz nisoyer b'chinas shleimus ha'simcha shelosid. And on those days is activated the perfection of simcha, which is going to be in the future. Therefore, whereas during the weekdays, in order for a Jew to be zeicher to get up to the Oyer Ein Sof, to the infinite light, we said he first has to go down into the sitrachra, bring out the kli, bring out the simcha, and go up with it. On those days, the person is able to go up to the Oyer Ein Sof without having that yerida first, without having to go all the way down there. She'ikar hasogosoi al yedei hasimcha. And we learned previously that the main way that a person is masig, the Oyer Ein Sof of Hashem, is through simcha. So during the week, we have to work extra hard to dig up the lost simcha and rescue it and get it out of there, retrieve it, and go up with it. On these days, we don't have to do that. Ki oz hem yemei simcha, because these are days of joy. Ve'ein tzrichin oz leireid lahalois ulevarer hasimcha me'aklipos. And there's no need to go down into the sitrachra to extract and sort out the simcha from there. Ki oz ein lahaklipos shem huatzvus shum shlito klal. Because then the klipos, which are depression, have no power at all. Va'oz meir hasimcha memela me'etzem toisefes hakedusha sheba'oisei ayoyim. And on those days, the simcha shines automatically by itself based on the additional holiness of that particular day, because it's Shabbos, because it's Pesach, because it's Rosh Hashanah. Shel elu ayomim she'inom remem tachnun she'zois hatoisefes kedusha. Shel elu hayomim she'inom remem tachnon, because the additional holiness that those days possess, those days on which we don't say tachnon, hu bechinas Shabbos. That additional holiness is a taste of Shabbos. Shehu me'ein olam haba, which is a taste of the future. She'oz hu ikra simcha, and that's when we're going to experience real simcha. Through which a Jew is able to connect to the highest level of spirituality, which is called infinity, Ein Sof, as we spoke earlier. And there's no need on those days for nefila sapayim and vidui dvorim whatsoever. Machmas goydel hasimcha shemei roz, because of the great simcha that's shining on those days automatically, without us having to make it happen. Paragraph Dalid. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to take us into the holiday of Purim and reveal incredible, incredible things. V'zeh b'chinas Purim, she'ikar mitzvahs Purim hu lismoyach b'chol eis. The main mitzvah of Purim is to be totally happy. L'sameach es atzmoy b'chol minei simcha. For a person to fill themselves with joy and happiness of every type. K'moy shekosuv, as it says in Megillah Esther, l'asois oisom yemei mishta v'simcha, that these days were declared as holidays for celebration and happiness. Ukemoi shenoyagim kol Yisrael lismoyach bechol minei simchas bepurim. And as is the custom in all religious circles to experience all different types of joy and happiness on Purim. There's the music, there's the banging, there's the dressing up in the costumes, there's the special foods, there's the cakes, every variety of simcha. Shezehu ikar mitzvahs Purim. This is the main mitzvah of Purim. Ki ikar hachnoas hasitra achra. Shehu zuamas hanochosh hu bepurim. Because the time when we have the opportunity to defeat and bring down the sitrachra, which is the impurity of the original snake, is on Purim. Ki oz machnien klipas homon amolek. Because on Purim, we go against Haman, who comes from Amalek, Shehu Iker Zuamas Hanochosh, who is the real tumah, the real impurity of the original snake, Shenimshach Al Yedei Chet Ot Eitz Hadas, which was brought into the world as a result of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas. Shemishom Achizas Haman Arosha Yemach Shemoi. That's where Haman draws his power from. That's his source, his roots. Kemo Shom Razal, as the Gemara says in Chulin, page 139, Haman mina Torah minayin. Where do we find Haman in the written Torah? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Hashem said to Adam Arishon, Hamin ho eitz, did you eat from that type of tree that I told you not to? So we see Haman mentioned by the Eitz Hadas. Nimtza, we see therefore, Shehomon Horoshi Yemach Shemoi, Hu Bechinas Pegam Eitz Hadas Toivora, that Haman is connected to, he draws his power from the Eitz Hadas. Shaideze Nimshach Zua Masanochosh, and that's also tied into the tumah of the snake. The Iker Zuamas Homon Zuamas Hanochosh Hu Bechinas Atzvus Umorash Choira. And the main tumah, the main poison of Homon, Amolek, the main poison of the snake is depression. Shemiz Gabrim Bechol Eis Al Yisroel, which is constantly doing battle against the Jewish people. Ve'enom Manichin Oysom L'smoyach, and not allowing us to experience true happiness, which is what Judaism is all about. Ki ikra has sitrachra hu atzvus kanal, because the essence of the sitrachra is depression. Sheze nimshach mipgam eitz hadas, that originates from Adam and Chava eating from the eitz hadas. Bechinas beitzovoin toichaleno shenigzaros, that's the decree that Hashem issued right after the eight from the eight sadas. Hashem said, "Be'itzovo in toichalena." Now your livelihood is going to come with depression. Bechinas, and as the pasuk says later on, when Hashem went ahead and issued the decree of the mabul, the flood, it says there, "Vayis atzev eliboy," that Hashem was filled with depression. Kavir, Hashem got depressed, and that brought on the flood. Hanemar bedor hamabul. Shekol ze nimshach al yedei pigam eitz hadas kiyadua. All of that came into the world as a result of the pigam of the eitz hadas. Ki ikar hakedusha hu simcha, because true holiness is happiness. Dehainu lismoyach b'Hashem yisborach, to enjoy, to be joyful and happy with Hashem. That is holiness. And now listen to these words. This sentence here defines Yiddishkeit at its best. This next sentence. Ki mi sheyesh loy emuna shleima b'Hashem Yisborach, because a person who really believes in Hashem, bevadai roy loy lesmoyach tomid b'Hashem Yisborach, that person would definitely always be happy with Hashem. A person whose daddy is the richest, most powerful individual ever in existence, who has all abilities, who has everything available and accessible to him, and this daddy said that out of all my kids, I love you the most. I will never let you down. I'm always with you. A person who has that, could such a person ever, ever have an interruption in their simcha, in their happiness? Elamai, the fact that at times we're not completely happy is because for those moments we don't really believe this. And it's impossible to put this in writing, to express this in writing, because this applies to each and every person based on their perception of Hashem that they have in their heart. And we've already discussed this many times in our writings. Whereas Haman and Amalek, Shehein Bechinas Hamechakrim VeHakoyfrim, they represent people who are into philosophy, people who don't believe in Hashem, they deny Hashem, they deny the authenticity of the Torah, of the Torah Shebal Peh. Mehem Nimshach Iker Ho'atzvus V'amorish Choyra. They are the source of depression and melancholiness and lack of true happiness. Ki Iker has, now Rav Nosson Zal is going to get very specific here now, and this is very important, because this doesn't only apply, you will hear Rabbeinu Zal mention the word koifrim and mechakrim. We picture he's talking about people who have no Yiddishkeit at all whatsoever. Not true. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to zero in, he's going to zoom in with his lens, and he's going to say, I don't want to talk about, let's not talk about Yiddishkeit now. I want to talk about a particular aspect of Yiddishkeit. I want to talk about the simcha of Yiddishkeit. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, you will see that there are thousands of Jews who keep Shabbat, for the most part, who are learning Torah, but it has nothing to do with simcha. It has nothing to do with spirituality. It has, when they see people dancing, they know those people are whacked out. Those people are crazy. They're not Jew. That's not religion. I know what religion is. Religion is where you wear a tie, three-piece suit, or you don't wear a tie. You wear moccasins to shul with no socks, or you don't wear a shoe, all the different flavors, all the different types. But it's Yiddishkeit without any joy, happiness, without spirituality, without any of the EBGB stuff, the stuff about, the word Hashem we usually do not mention. We speak about Torah, we speak about Chachma, Seichel, we leave Hashem out of the picture. As long as he minds his business, we'll mind our business. That's the type of Yiddishkeit that many, many people are keeping. And Rav Nosson Zal here is going to really zoom in on that and tell us what that is. Ki ikar hasimcha hu simchas hamitzvos. True happiness, real true happiness, is the joy and happiness of fulfilling the ratzon of Hashem, doing Hashem's will, which means performing mitzvahs, shaking the lulav and esrig on Sukkos, listening to the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, going to the mikveh on Erev Rosh Hashanah, on Erev Shabbos. That's real simcha. Dechinas, as the Pasuk says, Pikudei Hashem Yeshorim Mesamchei Lev. The commandments of Hashem are truly righteous. They bring joy and happiness to the heart. Umi shemamin b'Hashem yisborach. Listen to this. Umi, this is an extension of that sentence we mentioned earlier. Umi shemamin b'Hashem yisborach u'betoyrosa yakdoisha b'tmimus u'bepshitus k'moyshe kol Yisrael maminim. A person, a Jew, who believes in Hashem and the Torah with simplicity and with sincerity, like all the simple Jews believe, Bevadai ein simcha boilam kemoi simchas asiyas hamitzvos. For that person, there is no joy possible in existence like the joy that that person feels when they're doing a mitzvah. She'onu zoichen lasois nachas ruach liyotzreinu ubareinu yisbora. That feeling of knowing that I am making Hashem, the creator of everything, I'm making him happy. I'm satisfying him and bringing happiness to him. And we acquire for ourselves eternity al yedei chutei hatzitzis, through a pair of tzitzis, shekoinim oisom bad gedul echod, which a person buys with a $5 bill, with a $10 bill, he buys a pair of tzitzis, and for this $10, wearing the tzitzis, a person, a Jew who believes in Hashem, believes in the Torah, knows that this will give me eternal bliss, eternal happiness. And through this mitzvah, I am actually plugging into the infinite light of Hashem. Hayesh simcha gedoyla mizu? Could there be anything in the world that could bring more happiness to somebody like that? Somebody walks over to him and gives him the keys to the most expensive Jaguar, the most expensive Rolls Royce, and says, here it is, have a great time, enjoy. Could any sane, mature, normal human being compare that joy, the joy of driving the $300,000 car, $500,000 car, and everybody looking at them and saying, wow, could you compare that to the wow of a person who puts on a pair of tzitzis, goes out and buys a pair of tzitzis and puts it on, and he really believes that this is going to give me eternal bliss. Not 250 years, not 1,000 years, not 1,000,000 years, much, much more than that of true joy and happiness. Could you compare? Ki ze kol adam yochol lehovin. Rav Nelson Zal says, because any normal person could understand, sheba'olam hazeh ein shum simcha ba'olam, that in the materialistic world, there is no real happiness. Ki ma yisroin lo'odom b'chol amoloi sheyamol tachas ha'shemesh. As Shlomo HaMelech says in Keheles, What have you acquired? What have you accomplished with all your work? Built up a company, $1,000,000, $1,000,000,000. Well, and now what? Can you eat three breakfasts? I mean, a regular guy, a regular millionaire, can eat one big fat breakfast. The billionaire can have three of those? Not that I know of. Can he drive two or three cars at the same time? So what? Is that real happiness? In the materialistic world, is it possible to achieve real, meaningful, permanent happiness? V'mitzbor ke'ofor kesev ezohov. And a person who will gather up, he'll gather gold and silver like dust, like sand. Thousands of kilo of gold and silver. Soif kol soif, in the end, ma yisroin loy b'chol zeh. What's it going to do for him? What's going to be left of it? Because David HaMelech says in Tehillim, when you die, you are not taking any of that with you. The hakol yoidim, and everybody knows, shesoif odom lamus, that in the end, we're all going to die. V'yomenu kitzel oiver, and our days are passing by like a fleeting shadow. Umi sheyesh loy rak eze reshima bialma shel seichel amiti. Listen to these words. And any person who has a drop of true intelligence, afilu nachri, even a goy, yochoy lehovin, can realize she'ein shum simcha bozeh ha'olam klal, that there is no real happiness in this world. There's no permanent, meaningful joy in this world. It's a fling. Any happiness that the Olam HaGashmi, that you can experience in Gashmi, is short-lived. Person goes out and they buy a home for $12 million and they're wow. They're wowed for a couple of days, and then talk to them. See if they're wowed. See if after a couple of days they're still wowing or they're not wowing anymore. In most cases, they're struggling because this is a problem. The Torah testifies, marbe nechosim, marbe daiga. Unless you're really, really connected to Hashem, the more you have in Gashmius, the heavier a burden it becomes. Becomes more suffering. You read in the papers every day of another big guy, another superhero that's drowning. Now it's Danker, our friend Mr. Danker, billionaire number 864, they're trying to figure out whether it's going to go bankrupt or just lose all the pension. What in the world is wrong with these nuts? The guy got to $1 billion and he can't even hold on to it? How stupid, how sick can you be? How nutty can you be? Give it to my little daughter. If I give her $1 billion, she'll find a way to put it in a little box, you know, and hold on to it. You know what? Ki achris simcha tuga. Because Shlomo HaMelech says, the end of materialistic happiness and joy is sadness. It's you go up and then you come down, you crash. Va'al zeh nemar, and about this, Koheleth says, Ula simcha maze oise. This kind of simcha, what does it do for you? They go to the disco and they're dancing up a storm. And then they come home and the feet are hurting them and the stomach is no good and aggravate and what? What's left of it? What remains from it? V'alkein, and therefore, Elu hamechakrim v'hakoifrim, those people who don't really believe in Hashem and believe in the eternity of Torah and mitzvahs and how special it really is, ein lohem shum simcha amitis klal. They cannot experience true happiness, real true happiness, the happiness that the simplest Jew, a simple Jew who doesn't know any Kabbalah, doesn't even know any Gemara, but he believes in Hashem and he saw his parents do this, so he does the same thing on Friday night. He sits down to a table with a piece of fish, a piece of herring, and some horseradish, and he's eating that. And you look at the person, and he is definitely much, much happier, much more at peace, serenity. He's experiencing a higher level of serenity than the millionaires and the billionaires. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'hachreis pneihem onsabon. It's written all over their faces. You can look at their face, and you can see shal pi roiv, that in most cases, majority of cases, heimaleim atzvus yogoin vanocha. These people are full of depression, worry, heaviness. Ki meheichon yekablu chiyus v'simcha mitis. Because where in the world can they derive real life and real happiness? Since they deny the eternity of the Torah, they deny the true meaningfulness of the Torah, they deny the meaningfulness of the mitzvahs. Here he's talking about Jewish philosophers. He's talking about people who don't believe in eternity, in those kind of concepts. They don't believe in Kabbalah. They don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh and Hashemayim. And they come up with their own seemingly logical explanations for the mitzvahs. They want to try to say that the whole Torah, it's none of this EBGB stuff. It's like a book of ethics. It's ethic, code of ethics. Just like the Swahilis have ethics and the Africans have ethics, we also have ethics. And the Yachbu al Hashem val Toiras Moshe dvorim asheloi kein, and they make up things about Hashem and about Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah which are not true. Asher bodu milibam, things that they came up with out of their own bellies, their own svaras, personal svaras, as to logical explanations for the mitzvahs. Ki'ilu chas v'shalom kol taimei amitzvahs hakdoshim heim nimusios chas v'shalom, as if to say that the reasons behind the mitzvahs, it's all about ethics and culture. That's what it's really all about. Bishvil tikkun ha'olam, in order to keep the world going, in order to make the world a better world. Tikkun ha'medina chas v'shalom, and it's all for the sake of the betterment of the country. I mentioned in one of the previous shiurs, but this is so special, it's worth repeating, that one of the most important doctors in the United States of America, who passed away a few months ago, he's a urologist who discovered, he's the one who invented the ultrasound. Very big doctor, and I had the privilege of meeting him and knowing him a little bit. No Yiddishkeit at all. Not him, not his one child, two kids, no Yiddishkeit. A grandson of his, whom he sent to Notre Dame University, became a Baal Tshuva, was Chozer B'Tshuva. And through him, I got to know Grandpa. And we were once in a conversation over the phone, and Grandpa was so upset about the fact that his grandson got turned on to this nonsense called religion, the religious stuff. And he took his graduate degree. He graduated Notre Dame with a degree in electrical engineering. And if he doesn't take it to the next level, if he doesn't take it to graduate school further, what's going to be? It's going to have been a waste, nothing. Nothing's going to come out of it. And the grandfather had the desire, he wanted to share with me some of his insights about religion. So he said to me, you know, religion, everything has interesting aspects to it, but you have to know what it's really all about. For example, he said he heard about this thing that in the Holy Temple, they had ktores. They had some of the spice offering, this special spices. Now here again, there are books that try to offer different explanations for that. He said, but I know, we know, that in those days, 2,000-3,000 years ago, they had no deodorant. And people, there were hundreds or thousands of people gathering in the Holy Temple, so of course there was a problem of body odor, and of course they had to have the ktores. I mean, it's a very logical thing. This is an example of something that an incredibly highly intelligent individual in secular wisdom, but who has no idea, no concept of faith in Hashem, etc. This is his interpretation of the Ktoiris, his insights to the Ktoiris in the Beis Hamikdash. Oy lohem, woe is to them, v'oy lenafsham, woe is to their souls. Tipach rucham v'nishmosam, their spirits and souls disappear, disintegrate. Ki ein kfira gedoyla mizu, there is no higher level of denial of Hashem than people who dare have the audacity to offer their own personal opinions behind why Hashem gave us the mitzvahs, why we put on tzitzis, why we putting on tefillin. Uledivreim haroim v'hazorim v'hamarim v'hametunofim, and according to their evil, strange, bitter, disgusting words, Bevadai ein lismoyach b'shum mitzvah chas v'shom. There's no reason to celebrate any mitzvah. Me'achar shetachlis ha-mitzvah hu b'shvil tikun zeh ho'ilam. Because their interpretation of the mitzvah is that the mitzvah is only something that applies to this physical, the materialistic world. They don't believe in eternity. They don't believe in a life after or anything like that. So of course, what's the big deal in sitting in a sukkah? If it's just, as we'll see soon, Rav Nosson Zal will touch on this again, some of their interpretations, why celebrate? Why go crazy about a mitzvah if, according to their interpretation, the mitzvah is just an ethical thing? It's a cultural thing. V'im beguf ho ashirus v'hamomoin v'shar cheftzei hoylam ein shum simcha mitis. If it's not possible to find true joy and happiness in money, and in gashmius, in money and in wealth and other materialistic things, ki achrisoi moro kelano, because we said what's at the end of all of that is bitterness, makolshkein eich yismach bahamitzvah. How in the world could these people find any joy and happiness in a Jewish holiday, in Hanukkah or in anything like that? Me'achar, ma'kolshkein, exactly, shehirak b'shvil kiyum nimus hamadina chashom, which according to their interpretation, it's simply a cultural thing. Every nation has to have holidays. I mean, nobody can work 70, you know, 365 days a year, so you have to have holidays. So they have Halloween, and we have Hanukkah, and they have potato cook, and we have strawberry shortcake. You know, it's chalent, it's the same stuff. If that's the attitude, then of course it's impossible for them to ever experience a real high, a real simcha in it. Lefidato mahorova mishubeshes, according to their evil, mistaken opinions. Ve'eich yismach b'mitzvah sukkah, how can such an individual really enjoy sitting in the sukkah? When these people offer ridiculous interpretations about the mitzvah, that they say, that of course, Judaism also understands the value of eating in a patio, that, you know, that even people who usually, civilized people, are usually used to eating in their kitchen living room. Of course you have to have times when you go out and eat out, you know, in the patio, in the garden. Everybody understands that. V'hu ba'atzma yodea shezeh shtus. And the person offering this interpretation knows himself how ridiculous what he's saying is. Ki al pi pshutai, because according to his interpretation, bevadai oz toiv yoser lo sheves bevesoi mileishi besukah. When Sukkot comes around, which is in October, in most places in the world, any normal, rational person will tell you that that's a good time to stay indoors. In Russia, Ukraine, Eastern Europe, where I'm not someone, picture a normal, logical, a scientist telling you, this is a wonderful time to be outside in the freezing cold, in the rain, you know, Sukkot time. V'im yirtze leishev betzel. And if you're going to talk about sitting in the shade, you know, sitting, that there's something healthy about sitting in the shade, yaseloi oyel shel pishton kederach hasorim, then why not make a tent made out of fabric, out of linen, like the wealthy, like the kings do and the princes do? Veloi sukkah ho asuya kedinoi, not a sukkah that's made according to halacha. Where the schach, the covering, is made from bamboo or things like that. What in the world does that have to do with health, with healthy living? Rav Nosna says we don't have to repeat and try to slug up, you know, try to dispute the nonsense, foolishness, lies that these people come up with, shehem heim ikra ho apikursus v'hakfirus, because this is the real example of apikursus and denial of Hashem, shekoifrim b'toiras Moshe legamri. These people really do not believe in the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu for what it really is. U'mechapen asheker shalahem b'shtusim koela, they cover up their falsehoods with nonsense, ke'ilu heim metartzim es divrei Moshe Rabbeinu Avashon, as if they're trying to lend support to Moshe Rabbeinu's words. They're trying to back up, you know, to stand up for Moshe Rabbeinu. Because again, if people today are going to read the Torah, they'll just be the laughing stock. So we have to try to come up. Reform Judaism and Reconstructionist and Mubububu Judaism, all these guys have to try to come up with all kinds of different explanations to explain the Bible, you know, because again, they refuse to accept the Torah, the Gemara, the Shulchan, all of that we've done away with, so they've got to come up with an alternate explanation. V'noisnin tam ledvorov, and they present reasons for Moshe Rabbeinu's words, tamim morim usruchim koelu, bitter, disgusting interpretations that they come up with. Im yesh tam berir chalomois ushtusim koelo. Rav Nosson says, is there any really sound reasoning to what they're trying to come up with? Bifrat ato, especially, Rav Nosson says, especially if you want to talk about today, shekvar zochinu lesifrei hazoyer hakodesh v'kisvi arizal, that we have been privileged to have accessible to us the words of the Zohar HaKadosh, the writings of the Arizal, Shemavur Bohem, in which it's explained, Shekol mitzvah u'mitzvah merameis ledvorim gevoyim velyoinim mo'oid mo'oid, that each and every single mitzvah in the Torah alludes to incredible deep concepts, deep Kabbalistic spiritual concepts, adein soif ein tachlis, which reach up to infinity. So now that we have that available, Kihem chayenu v'oirech yomenu bozeh u'babo lo'el miyat lo'etzach netzochem, because the Torah, Yiddishkeit, is our life and it's our eternity in this world and forever. V'onu b'nei Yisrael asher Hashem Yisborach hevdilonu barachma ben atoyim, we the Jewish people whom Hashem has segregated us with his great kindness and he separated us min hatoyim, from all the people who are drifting, V'ha'koyfrim leilem, these people who deny true Judaism, Shehem bevadai min ho'erev rav, these people definitely are descendants of the Erev Rav. That's where they come from. Matoiv chelkenu umanoim goyroleinu, how fortunate we are that we have no part in that. We don't accept whatsoever their paths, their explanations. Kama v'kama yeshlonu lismoyach b'chol eis, how happy we have to be all the time. Ubifrat kishonu magiim lasei says a mitzvah, especially when we come to do a mitzvah. Asheronu zoichin berega kala shel asiyas hamitzvah, whereby we know, we believe that we are zoiche in a moment of doing a mitzvah. If a person learns Torah for 1 minute, for 60 seconds, liois nichlolim b'Hashem yisporach, we're actually plugging into Hashem. Bo'er ho'ein soif baruch hu, to the infinite, infinite light of Hashem. Vanu koinim lanu chayi olam la'adol netzach, and we are acquiring for ourselves eternal life. Al yidei kol mitzvah o mitzvah, through each and every single mitzvah that we perform. Sherubam kikulam kalim la'asoysam, and we know that most mitzvahs are relatively easy to perform. How difficult is it to put on tefillin? How difficult is it to go to shul? Uneimim ma'oid, and the mitzvahs are really very sweet, even in this world, when you develop a taste for it. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, chapter 3, Dirocheho darchei noyam, the path of the Torah is a path of sweetness. It's enjoyable even in this world, once you get into it. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, I don't have to elaborate further on this when I'm speaking to fellow Jews who are believers, fellow believers. Because an intelligent person will realize how happy a Jew has to really, really be when there's zeicher to do a mitzvah, if there's zeicher to come to learn Torah, to go to shul, put on tzitzis, tefillin, give tzedakah, each and every mitzvah Jews zeicher to do. V'daiko al yedei simchas ha-mitzvah, and it's through the joy and happiness that one feels when doing a mitzvah, al yedei ze daiko ikar aliyas ha-shechina me'agolus. That's what pumps up the shechina, that's what lifts up the shechina. Mitzvah alone won't do it. If a person does a mitzvah without any joy or happiness, without believing that this has anything to do with eternity, their mitzvah will not bring about an elevation to the Shechina. But if a person believes that the mitzvahs are from Hashem, and this mitzvah is all about eternity, and it's about making a connection with Hashem, then their performance of the mitzvah with simcha is what brings about this elevation to the Shechina. To the point where this person participates in elevating all the worlds up, 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 to the point where the person achieves the highest level, connecting with Hashem's infinite light. That's what it's all about. That's what performing a mitzvah with simcha accomplishes. Ki oz smeichim kol Yisrael besimcha gedoy lamoid adein soif ein tachlis. Because when a Jew has this kind of faith, when a Jew has this knowledge, then the person experiences a happiness that's infinite, that knows no boundaries. Ki homon zua masanochosh hu bechinas atzvus kanal. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to the other side. Homon, who is the real filth, the impurity of the snake, he's all about sadness, depression. Ki homon bigematria tzav im hakoilel. Because the word homon is bigematria 95, with the kolel it's 96, which is the word tzav. Shehu b'chinas toikev haklipoi shebasia, kemavura b'kavonas. The Arizal explains in the Pri Etz Chaim and the other Sforim that the word tzav refers to the klipos of the lowest level, the klipos of this olam ha'asiya, the lowest ones of the world, the lowest worlds, the lowest one of the worlds. as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vav, ki ein tzav el avodah zara. The Gemara says, the Gemara brings proof from a pasuk that the word tzav refers to idol worship, which is the essence of sitrachra, klipos, tuma. Hainu she'ikar bechinas tzav, shehu bechinas klolius tzivoy hamitzvois. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, if the Gemara tells us that tzav refers to avodah zara, what it's telling us is that all the mitzvahs, which are tzivuyim of Hashem, what they're all about, they are the antithesis of avodah zara. They're the opposite of avodah zara. All the mitzvahs are all about emuna. Ho'ikar hu b'shvil hachmiya avodah zara. The purpose of all of our mitzvahs is to do away with, to subdue the avodah zara. Shehem hakfirois, which is denial of Hashem. Shem b'chinas homon, which is homon. She'oile tzav imakoil, whose name is bigimatria tzav, as the Arizal says. Shehu koifer ba'asiyas hamitzvois. Homon represents those people who deny the importance of mitzvahs. And they try to come up with all kinds of mistaken explanations of the mitzvahs. It's amazing. I was in Florida a few weeks ago in the summer, and a very close friend of mine has a relative who's a rabbi in a Reform temple. And this rabbi was telling me that the books that he bought, you know, the books he's studying, and how he's studying Gemara, he's studying Mishnah especially, Gemara not so much, because again, he's studying the Mishnah, and he's going to analyze, he's going to prepare a sermon with his own analysis, not that what the Gemara says, his own understanding, you know, of the interpretation of the Mishnah and how it applies to today's times, how we've been. V'alkein, ikr kitrugoi vizgarusoi, hu behasimcha shel hamitzvois. Listen to this very carefully. Rav Nosson Zal says, you know what the Yetzer Hara is really against? You know what Haman Amalek is really against? He's not against the Torah. He's against the joy of the Torah, the simcha of the mitzvahs. Ki einoi maniach lismoyach b'shum mitzvah. He doesn't allow Jews to experience real happiness and joy, to celebrate the mitzvahs. Machmas shemachnis kfirois. Because he injects denial of Hashem, denial of the real meaning of the Torah. Shem taimim shel shtus, which are all kinds of ridiculous explanations. Bishvil iske oylam hazeh hashem, which all relate only to the materialistic world. They try to interpret the Torah that has nothing to do with eternity, nothing to do with spirituality. It's all about culture and the physical world. Shaydei zeh. And if that's the direction you're going in, bevadai ein lismayach chas v'shalom b'shum mitzvah, then of course there's no reason to celebrate any mitzvah. Ki ba'olam hazeh ein shum simcha. Because within the materialistic world, there is no real simcha. What could you be happy? Ooh, this ice cream's delicious. Idiot! The whole delicious is going to be finished. It's over in 3 minutes. You're going to dance, you're going to write a song, people write a big song, write a whole song, spend a month writing a song about the strawberry sundae that I had. Lock the guy up in the zoo, put the guy in a mental house for a 3 minute joy of the ice cream with the, that's what you're writing songs, that's what we're going to celebrate? We're going to make a holiday to celebrate chocolate sundaes? Umachmas kin osoi shel Haman b'Mordechai, and because of the envy, the jealousy that Haman felt towards Mordechai, the Israel, and the entire Jewish people, shero shem chazokim kol kach ba'asiyas mitzvoseim. Haman saw that the Jews are so committed to Torah and mitzvahs. And the Jews perform mitzvahs with incredible joy and happiness, and they're prepared to put their life on the line for it. This is what made Haman envious of the Jews, to the point where he wanted to wipe us off the map. And because of the fact that what the Sitra Achra is fighting, here again, you see today youth, thousands and thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of Jewish youth who left Judaism. Why did they leave? Because their daddy didn't take them to shul? No. Many of them, daddy did take them to shul. That's why they left Judaism. Because they saw that the shul was not a happy place. There was nothing enjoyable. There was no major joy and happiness there. And these guys know that life is about being happy. That their soul is telling. They have an neshama. They have something inside them that tells them that one of the most important things in life is joy and happiness. And if it ain't in religion, then of course we got to go to the Buddhas and to the Zudas. We got to go look for it somewhere else. Ki al guf hamitzvah. Because regarding the actual mitzvah itself, the Sitra Achra can handle that. They can come up with other interpretations. They can say it's a cultural thing. It's nimus, it's ethics. Just like the other nations have their cultural things. But when they see that there are Jews who are prepared to give up their lives, to die al Kiddush Hashem with joy and happiness to fulfill the mitzvah, as we see, the Medrash tells us about Rabbi Akiva, she Rabbi Akiva have a gochin v'chayich b'shas shedonu oisel lefnei tunis ropas haroshi yamach shemoi, that Rabbi Akiva was smiling and laughing when they were making the decision as to how they were going to kill him, how they were going to tear his fresh flesh from his body. Kemuva b'medrash shechar toiv mishlei, as is explained in the Medrash. U'keyotzi bozeh b'shar kedoshim, and as we've seen throughout Jewish history, other Jews who gave up their life because they were Jews, and they didn't go down sad, they went down proud. V'chol Yisrael kedoshim smeichem emitzvosim, and all the real holy Jews enjoy the mitzvahs. They're happy about the mitzvahs. U'bozeh miskanei homon. That's what Haman is envious about. That's what takes out the eyes of the Sitra Achra. Shehu b'chinas ha-koifrim. That's all of these people who deny true Judaism. Be'yoser. That's what really bothers them. When they see Jews who are celebrating their Judaism, that's makes them uncomfortable. V'alkein b'purim. And therefore, on this holiday of Purim, she'oz nichna Haman Amalek. That's the time of the downfall of Haman Amalek, Shehem Bechina Sakoy Fremanal, and Haman represents the Eitz Hadas, this wrong kind of, this Das Toivora, this Das that's a mix of good and bad, where they take the Torah, but they misinterpret it, and interpret it in all kinds of wrongful ways. That's why, what do we do on Purim? Oz Iker HaMitzvah Hu Simcha. The main mitzvah of Purim is Simcha, because this is what has the ability to bring about the downfall of Haman, Amalek, the Sitra Achra, Kfira, more than anything else. This true, pure, simple simcha. Hold over here.